B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
All right, how was the Bring the Heat Line?
Oh, it was great. There's a similar tone from a lot of callers requesting something.
We'll get to it.
And the okay guy checked in, but we're not going to play it.
Oh, the devil?
Yeah.
The devil?
He wasn't the devil. He was the okay guy today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm out on this call today.
Really?
Yeah. Wet blanket.
Oh, he wet blanketed me?
Yeah.
Aw, get out.
What'd you expect?
Okay.
We gave him a character. He should run with it, but no. Instead, he's going to wet blanket.
All right.
What I saw on the hardwood last night was quite orchestral. Joe actually banging on the lower block. Ben darting in and out like the breath of a flautist. Tobias, one possession, he's a high note of a violin. Next is the staccato of a bass. And Jay Rich, like a Grover Washington Jr. sack. Get excited!
Look at that! Like a Grover Washington Jr. sax with the jock looking on. Julius Winfield Irving III sitting courtside last night.
Yeah, it was awesome seeing him. His reaction to
the Kawhi dunk.
The Kawhi dunk was kind of cool.
Doc's a man.
Don't it feel so damn good when the Sixers win? I mean, we just got to give big props to Brett Brown and the Philadelphia 76ers because the storm was raging all around these boys. And they came out against a tough opponent in the NBA, and they just beat their ass. The Sixers was just brawling all over the place, and their defense on Paul George was impeccable.
Impeccable, George. Impeccable. Not just George, but impeccable with Kawhi. Who's the actor? I can't see. Somebody was in the hallway motioning. I can't see. My eyes are bad.
I don't know. I didn't see.
Anyway.
Flyers, what are you doing? Come on, man. Good Lord, you tied the game up and you gave it up 50 seconds later. I'm not even mad. I'm just heartbroken, dude.
Yeah, but you can't be upset at Fly Guys. I know he's heartbroken, but that's not a heartbroken night. That came back strong. Playing games.
I was happy for him last night.
Like, they showed me something coming back. They tied the game. They were down 3-0.
In the first period.
And they buzzed. They owned the second period and the third period. They buzzed all third period.
You go down 3-0.
They finally
3-0.
Score, and then they lose on a bullet slap shot.
Right. You go down 3-0, the second game of a back-to-back in the first period. A lot of guys are like, let's tang them up. Let's go through the motions the next two periods. No, it came back.
Exactly.
Well. Ben Simmons looking like full Magic Johnson, Joel Embiid in the block, the supporting characters and cast doing their job. And wouldn't you know it, this team gives you a sneak preview of what they're capable of.
Yes. Yes, this is what they're capable of. This is a game. I go back to the legs recipe. That's right. This is an independent voice. Tim Legler on the text board. Tyrone. He said this game is the blueprint. One, been aggressive the entire time. Two, Embiid committed to being dominant in the paint. Three, limit the number of early threes they take. 27 is a great number. Could even be 25 or less. The ones they took were inside-out variety and were good looks. Four, hound guys defensively. That is the legs blueprint. Agree, Ty? It's good words of wisdom by Tim Legs.
I love the hound. It's a good word, hound.
Hound is a good word.
This is how I need the Sixers to play every single night. Play with intensity, passion, heart. Just put it all out there. Dominate the paint. Just bring the energy. Bring the noise. Like, it was just so fantastic watching the game tonight and the energy. And everybody did their part. Go Sixers.
Yes! That's right. There's some more positivity. This is something that portends to the future. It's not just saying, well, one game, show me. Is the OK guy spreading the disease?
OK.
Is he the one responsible?
If they stop with Tommy the Sixers, go to win last night. They always went home. There was no Patrick Beverley. And it's spot. The Clippers played their third game in four nights. The Sixers were supposed to win. OK.
OK.
You're a jerk off. All right.
Yes.
Give my language, but quite frankly, I think you're an a-hole. Give me a break. They're supposed home. They're supposed yes. to win at home.
I know how to cheer you up.
Where are all the Ben Simmons haters at now? Come on, show your faces. Where are you at? This kid is playing out of his mind right now. Just insane level of energy. Stop complaining, Philly. You got something real special here. Play the song.
God, the tunis. This Sixers team, when healthy, can match up with anyone in the league. Beat the Lakers. We beat the Clippers. Yeah, we play down to our competition, especially while out on the road. But guess what? Andrew, play the song! Tune it. Play the song. Everybody, let's go. Get excited, boys.
Everybody. Bob's Groot Dog checking in. Play the song. Did you notice that?
Love Groot Dog. I love when John Gruden checks in. Coach Gruden.
That was impressive.
He's got a busy offseason. Brand new stadium coming up for another 500 team.
That's right. That's right.
All that stadium for another 500 year.
That's all right, it.
Whatever.
What is that? You know, I love the three games in four nights. You know, this is why the OK guy is an idiot and doesn't know anything about sports. A true non-sportsman in every sense of the word. You leave out the fact that they were off yesterday.
Yes.
I mean, you play Sunday, clearly you're off yesterday. It wasn't a back-to-back. They were off on Monday. They played last night. It's called okay. a road trip. But they were at their full complement. And, I mean, what more do you want? Now, if you said it was the end of the trip, going into the All-Star break, like they're playing Boston on Thursday, on tomorrow, all right, but give me a break. You can't diminish that win. And I like Patrick Beverley, too, but come on. Stop. They had Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Yes. Give me a break, Patrick Beverley.
And Landry Shamet.
Yeah, give me a break. I mean, he's as bad as Tommy Roz. The OK guy and the Razamando. Two creeps with a K. The hard K.
Screw creeps. You, creepo.
That's right. Bring the heat. That's right. Bring the heat. You call. What's the number, Jimis?
610-771-9751.
Please feel free to check in, chime in. Always fun. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Winter is here. If your heating system is not evenly or efficiently heating your home, you need help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today.
I got a great tweet for you.
Oh, yeah?
This is from Delco Pete. Until they learn to win on the road, they'll be one and done in the playoffs. And this, quote, trust the process is horse poop emoji. It has yielded nothing. That's from Delco Pete.
Poop emoji.
Hey, one poop emoji.
Get out. All right. Make the list. Delco Pete is on the list. This is the hatchet list, the guillotine list, the creep list.
The Baxter list.
The Baxter list. That's right. In the Baxter, Delco Pete, Baxter worthy. He, along with his poop emoji, can be and live and die in the Baxter. Come on. If you can't see that their last night was different against a good team, well, I can't help you. You got to watch another sport. Shalom. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, cuz?
What's up, Shalom? What's happening,
How
buddy?
How y'all doing?
Good.
I'm chilling, man. I'm having a good day. The Sixers is winning. I'm feeling.
Oh, no. Shalom. Hello.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Oh, we lost you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, my fault. Yeah, I'm here. But yeah, I'm just. I wanted to call in and say I'm happy. The Sixers is winning. They balling. And B look good. Simmons look good. There's no need for me to hate on them today.
Yeah, you can't. Right. Right. No hate. Nothing but love. Nothing but love, Shalom.
All love.
Yes.
That's how I'm feeling. The good. Sun is out. Birds is chirping.
Yes.
I'm feeling good, baby.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Shalom. Yes. Thank you.
Come on, man. I'm not calling in to be a Debbie Downer. I'm coming to lift us up, baby.
Yes. I can't do it. Why do you want to be a mook? Why do these people want to be mooks?
I don't understand. I mean, everybody wants Ben to shoot, but the way Ben balled last night, baby, oh, man.
Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah.
It was great. I've been hard on Ben and Embiid and damn near the whole Sixers organization since, you know, the whole season started, but the way we balling right now, I just want them to keep doing what they're doing and make us happy.
All right. So you good. Are you good? Did you push the delete button of the first, I want to say, 54 games?
Yeah, that's over. I mean, we had to have...
You deleted it, right? You feel a certain way now, right? I feel great. All right, there you go.
I feel great. I was hollering last night. It was a great game.
Yeah. Hey, Shalom wants to hear the song, Andrew.
Play the song, Andrew.
About that.
Get excited.
Take that, Delco Pete. Delco Peter.
Delco Pete, that's perfect. I love it.
Go to my man, Muhammad. Matthew Shad Muhammad. What's going on, Muhammad?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
Man, I'm hanging in there. I've been watching the Sixers maybe for 30 years now. I probably didn't miss a play. And I just want to let the fans know, you got to deal with the growing pains, man. We have generational talent. We can't give up on them. We can't, you know, ask to trade Benson. Benson should retire as a Sixers, as far as I'm concerned. So that's the first point I want to make. And the other thing,
I think you're that's the words of a prophet, Muhammad.
Thank you, brother. And the other point, even if Korkmaz scored no points, he created space because L.A. paid a lot of attention to him on defense.
Yes.
He moves around.
Yeah.
They're worried about him. He creates a lot of space, so we got to be patient with that lineup. I love the fact that they're bringing Horford off the bench. Even if the guy that comes in is not really scoring 30 points,
right,
he still creates space.
Yes, there's movement. The offense looks in motion. There's spacing. Yeah. It looks so much better. And then what happens is, you know, depending on certain lineups, you could have Horford in the game with those guys at the end of a game, depending on what the matchups look like. I'm with you. That makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, man. We need to stop being instant gratification babies. We need to be patient with these guys. True fans stick with their players, with their team, especially, once again, with this generational talent, man. We waited a long time to have this kind of skill on our team, and I'm so happy.
I love it, Muhammad. I love it, man. You're right on. Generational talent. Be patient with the growth. I know it's hard at times, but like last night, there it is. That was the window to the future, right? You get my point, right? You look and you see April, right? And you see May, right? You could see it all, but you can even see June, it could be.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm excited, man.
Thank you, Muhammad. Thank you. What do you say, Muhammad? Do you say, Andrew, play the song?
Play that song, brother.
There he is. Muhammad's telling me that.
Feels good. Like you said, it's been like three
I've
weeks.
I've been waiting three, four, really a month since Christmas.
Yeah.
That really since Christmas.
I think you're right.
And we were bogged down with the Eagles and the playoffs. And who's that man? Boston Scott.
That's great. Who is Boston Scott?
Love you on the road.
I just love when we play the audio of like Embiid speaking after the game. You can hear the song in the background.
Yeah, I like that too. I like it. You got to play the SWAT with the Bourne music with him in the background.
It's all love. I understand where they're coming from, but I do know that they got my back. I mean, through the injuries and what we've been through, I'm still here. This is still my city. This is still our city. So we're going to keep pushing and, you know, trying to win that championship.
And that SWAT last night was a good one. Down the stretch. SWAT.
Morris on a drive. In on Embiid. Goes up. And Embiid blocks his shot. Joel Embiid turns Morris away. Simmons with it. And the crowd in a frenzy. One of the great blocks of the year. Morris denied.
That was awesome. Tommy. Listen to Tommy going off air.
Morris denied.
Let's go to the deal in Southwest. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, cuz.
What's up, deal?
Oh, long time. You know, I've been like 15 years I've been listening to you, so much love, and I just...
Right back at you, deal.
Yeah. How you been, man?
Not bad. Not bad. Well, actually, good now. I mean, you know, after last night, brother.
Sixers.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. So... I just want to say, like, I just want to, like, put more love on this and just give my perspective. And I feel like I've been always kind of wishing that Horford was on the bench, really, because way back when I don't know who it was on 97.5, but somebody said it, and they were just like, they expect out of the contract, they expect 2 years, maybe 3 years, you know? And I always thought he should be on the bench, come in later. That's 8 less minutes that he's on the bench and just kind of like no back-to-backs, and that could kind of extend his career. Because they're thinking like you've got 2 or 3 years. So if you only have 2 or 3 years, yeah. Why don't you extend that, you know?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. And I just think the fit is better with him off the bench. It strengthens the second unit a ton. And it also allows you to move earlier, quicker. I thought he looked better. I know he wasn't the happiest man in the world last night about now. But, I mean, listen, there's a role. Kevin McHale came off the bench back in the day. Lou Williams.
Yeah, right.
Lou Williams does right now off the bench. Started last night only because of Patrick Beverley. But the fact is, Lou Williams comes off the bench. It's a big deal. I mean, you know, I know you're Al, you've been starting. But I think he could have an impact off in that second unit.
Yeah, and like the mobility aspect of things is like personally my preference. I would rather have 3 more type swing men out there defending like the 3-point line, and rather having like 3 more like ideal post type players in Horford, Tobias, and Joel Embiid. And then if you take Tobias and he's now not a 3, you're putting him over at the 4. That his what he's doing like defensively, it makes his life a lot easier as well. In my personal opinion.
Yeah, I think you're right on, brother. Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. I think you're dead right. You got a good handle on this thing, and you're feeling good. You're feeling good.
We're feeling good, man. You had me cracking up the whole time. Like when I'm like you were saying something else, and then you kept playing the Sixers theme. So I was like, that was definitely like.
Tell him I want you to do it too. I want you to deal. I want you to tell Andrew what to do right now.
Yo, you gotta play the song and play it loud.
There you go, brother. You're proud. So I see. Look at you. You're proud right now.
I am proud.
Sick.
Good win yesterday, man.
I don't care. People can say all they want.
Get on the road.
Tweet me all you want at Anthony L. Gargano and tell me that it's one game and do it on the road.
3rd game, 4 nights for the Clippers.
Anthony. And all you need, well, that was ridiculously stupid, but par for the course from the devil.
Wait.
The okay guy.
Sixers played, that was their 3rd game in 4 nights, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They played it back-to-back?
Yes.
They're off Monday?
Yes.
Play Tuesday?
Yes.
All right, so third game in 4 nights.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but he's a dope.
I just wanted to... All right, sorry.
He's a dope. And listen, I will preface everything by saying, you're right, it was only one game, and yes, they do have to do this on the road, but... If you couldn't tell that was different, that was two heavyweights, that was a playoff game. They didn't win by some, remarkable three-point shooting night. Like, you want to tell me the Bucks game, you go, hit a lot of threes that day. Everybody was hitting them. Not last night. Last night was a well-played game. It was no fluke. Not a fluke. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Johnny.
Hey, Cuz, how you doing?
Hi, John.
I haven't talked to you in quite some time. I met you at a remote one time, and it's been probably about 7 or 8 years now.
Oh, wow. What remote was it? Do you remember?
I listened to it. It was up at the Primo's in Trevis.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. I hear all your optimism, and I agree that last night was a different look. But I need to see more than just the one game, because there's 54 before that. I'm not willing to press the delete button.
Okay, you don't want to press the delete button.
No, I've seen our coach get outcoached. I've seen them show up like this. Well, maybe not as quite as the way they did last night, but I've seen them show up against the Bucks. I saw them show up against the Lakers. I want to see more of it. And I'm not talking just at home. I do want to see it on the road. But I need to see more consistency. And I'm still one of those people that's not sold on Brett Brown. I'm all over Twitter. I think he's a very nice man. I have no problems with Brett. I just don't think he's the right coach for the Sixers.
Well, listen, I mean, that all may play out. I mean, if there's a certain threshold that I think everybody knows, including Brett, that he needs to reach. But if you look at last night, like, what didn't you like about his moves? Like, he moves Horford to the bench. His rotation was sound. He's gotten two new pieces that help with the rotation, so you don't have to play Neto and Shake Milton. Like, you got legitimate NBA guys in there.
And I agree. And that looked different last night. It really did. But, again, I need to see more than one game. I'm excited about last night. I thought it was great. I just wanted to see more of that. You know, and I'm not a Ben Simmons hater by any means, but I still want to see him take some jump shots every now and then. Stop trying to get to the basket or kick it out because you don't think you can make that shot.
Yeah, I got to tell you. That's not for today. Like, when you saw what he did last night, like, I know you're pessimistic, but even the ultimate pessimist in when it comes to basketball, you got to be singing praise today, because the jump shot doesn't mean squat-ta today. I'm sorry. What he did on the other end of the floor, guarding Kawhi Leonard for 65 possessions, helping out on Paul George, frustrating Paul George, and then playing 43 minutes, 34 out of 36 in the first three quarters, and a triple-double? Come on.
Well, that's great, but I want to still see him take shots and open up space for Joel.
Stop. You're wrong. That's where you're a greedy bastard. That's where you're an ingrate. You're an ingrate.
How many times have you heard Brett say that they're trying to, that it's all about space?
Forget about that. Last night, once again, last night was the blueprint. Because here's the bottom line. And you got to really pay attention to the game, John. You got to pay attention to it. That you can have moments where Embiid is down low and where Embiid's up top. And you can have moments when Simmons is driving to the basket and when Simmons is facilitating. And you saw it last night on display. And any idiot could say you got to get him a jump shot, all right, well, that only makes him the best player in the freaking game. Without that, he could still be a champion.
That I may not agree with you on.
Yeah, because you know why? Because you're blinded by basketball porn, by James Harden and that BS that's not basketball. Learn the game! All right, Johnny.
Thanks.
See you, buddy. No, that's what that is. That's for the dumb. Let me see James Harden. freaking hate James Harden. We'll come back just a moment. Cuz Radio with Tunis.
You don't like James Harden, do you? James Harden, he hits the over a lot. And you don't know how I bet on that? I bet on it with FanDuel Sportsbook. Of course, they're in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook for a reason. They've got all the bets you could want. They've got a great, easy-to-use app, new promos every day. And once you win, they get your cash fast. And you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook? Then now's the time, because right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. That means you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up, and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. For tonight, action. I'm going college basketball tonight. Butler hosting Xavier, 5.5 points favorites for Butler. I'm going to ride with Butler there. Ohio State also hosting Rutgers. They're also 5.5 point favorites. So I'm going to go with Butler and Ohio State tonight. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use code FANATIC so that they know that we sent you. That's promo code FANATIC, FANATIC, to get your first bet risk-free. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or PA. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days of the receipt. Terms and restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
How you feeling there, Andrew?
Oh, even better now.
You hungry?
Yes.
Got a little bit of, about this, the Papa John new sandwich, the Papadilla, which is a new Italian flatbread style. It's a flatbread made from the Papa John's the signature fresh dough, filled with incredible, deliciously fresh ingredients. You can enjoy the Italian, Philly cheesesteak, grilled barbecue, chicken, and bacon. Meatball for just $6 each. The Philly cheesesteak, Italian flatbread style sandwich made from original fresh dough with sliced Philly steak, fresh cut onions, green peppers, real cheese from the mozzarella, and our famous Philadelphia sauce served with a garlic sauce and a dipping cup.
Yeah, I just crushed the first half of
the cheesesteak. You got cheese the cheesesteak?
Yeah.
Was it good?
I had about 30 seconds left in the break, so I crushed the first half.
You crushed
half.
It?
Oh, yeah, it was nice. Delicious.
Nice. The Papadilla. They flop. It's good. The flatbread. It's like from the crust.
Yeah. They've been doing the commercials on TV. Yeah, I'm like, that looks pretty good.
Well, over last night during the game, they had the Papadilla commercials.
I almost ordered it last night.
Right. Oh, that's great. That's great. All right. Let's go to Tyree. Tyree, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ty guy.
Yo, what's up, cuz?
What's up, brother?
Oh, I'm feeling good. Hey, Andrew, thank you for that back and forth banner a little bit earlier. You literally with the hello, and the guy was so confused. I love this show because oh my God. Listen, I literally had to pull over because I was in tears cracking up. And Anthony, I'm sorry, but I love when you get frustrated with Andrew and you were just like, stop, he doesn't understand. And it was a great, every day I get a great laugh every day when I listen to your show. And that's why I love your show. But just 2 points I want to make real quick Carson Wentz point. So I was looking on the NFL website and they had put that throw to Miles Sanders at 16. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, I know maybe I'm being a homer, but I can't say that there was 15 other great, better plays made this year than that play. I'm not saying it's the number one play.
Oh, I got to check that out. Where's the list at?
I was on my NFL app. It was, I don't even know what the list, because I started scouring for the list and I was like, what are the best?
Did they unveil the whole thing yet? Or is it still like ongoing?
I don't think so. I think it's still ongoing. I will say this, the Russell Wilson, the Tyler Lockett in the back of the end zone is probably
that was ridiculous.
Him and Mahomes but the one, like, you know, Charles Davis said it. But anyway, I digress back to the Sixers.
Well, I got
to
do that. I got to do that for Friday. Tunis, make a note. We can talk about that on Friday because I like to relive a little bit of that.
Yeah, and
thank you. I appreciate that, Ty.
Nah, no problem. And everybody that, listen, these guys that are like, look, what happened last night in that game?
That's who I want. I want that Ben Simmons. I don't care about the jump shot. I don't care. 26, 12, and 10 is a triple-double. Do you understand? And
not only that, there was talking about jump shots. Dude, first of all, he shot 24 times, right?
Like, yeah.
And he had four of them bunnies that rimmed out. Or else he would have had 30-something.
So that not only that, but there was a point in the game that Kawhi gets an M1 at the, it's like in the fourth quarter, but he was frustrated. The announcer said it. He said, oh, Kawhi, he looks a little bit, he's happy to be away from Ben Simmons. And I'm telling the people, like, do y'all understand? First off, the Sixers were not a top four or top five defensive team last year in the NBA. We're top five NBA or defensive NBA team right now. Like, they're playing better defense. Okay. The first 54 games look crazy. We're changing movement parts every year. We got to stop with the instant gratification. You can't change starters and then want them to be all world. LeBron and just think about LeBron and Dwayne Wade the first year when he went to Miami. They were 8-9. In 17 games into the season, and people were saying, oh, this looks like a terrible move. They won the four straight championships. You got to give things time. And these kids, and you said it the best, and they're kids. Like, yes. They're not 29 and 30 and still doing the same. They're 25 and, like, 23 or 24. They're kids. Let these kids, they're growing up in front of your eyes. Appreciate it. Like, I think that's the one thing, like, with LeBron, people wanted him to be this, like, this monster at 22 years old and 23 years old. You got to let some of these kids grow. When did LeBron start? When did any NBA player become dominant? When they got late in their 20s?
Yes, you're a man. Right.
Yeah, like, now you're grown. Like, now, like, Ben Simmons was 19 years old at LSU. Think about, like, I say this to people. I'm like, you probably couldn't lift your weight at 19. This dude's in the NBA. It's like, get a kid some time. Like, come on, man. Seriously, like, come on. I understand we went through something with the process. I didn't like the idea of the process, but I understood what it was going to garner. So I said, I'm a basketball fan. And I thank you for pulling me back in, because when it was going on, I was just so frustrated, and I would listen to you, and you would pull me. I'm like, yo, this dude's right. Like, I can't even. You're like my spirit animal. Anything that I'm feeling about any of these four teams, the next day on the radio, you say it, and I'm like, I'm not the only one. All right, it's cool. I can take it. But, hey, all these
people
that want it, it's only one game from the everybody, from the Snooki Jeff to the Delco Pete. Put him in the Baxter. Put him in the Baxter and tell him to go get their shine box.
I love it.
Don't come to the parade when they win it.
Right.
Andrew, do me a favor. Play the song.
Thank you, Ty. Ty should stay the hell home. Okay, guy. Delco poop emoji. You like any game tonight? It's the daily number time.
I have some college plays for tonight.
All right, let's hit the music. Because I have one big college play that I've been hitting at. By the way, did you see Penn State won that game?
Yes, I did.
Wire to wire.
That's why I took them.
Oh, you were on the other side. You were. Good job.
I went Penn State, 5.5.
Yes, good job. I thought that line was crazy. I know Mikey.
I thought so too. I was like, there's no way. Went with my gut on that one. Screw Vegas.
All right. Let's go to it. First in the NBA, I like Utah over Miami. Utah laying 4.5 against the Heat. I'll take the Jazz.
All right, I got an NBA play for you. Phoenix, the Suns, hosting the Golden State Warriors. 7-point favorites for the Suns at this point. I mean, at this point, what has Golden State got? I know they made the trade for Wiggins. They have no bench. So I'm going to take the Suns.
I agree with that. That's a good play. That team's trash.
That's awful.
They are trash. All right, let's go to college. I love Villanova tonight. Laying the 5 against Marquette.
They got to win at some point.
Yeah, I think tonight's a perfect night for them. I think it's a good win for them. That line is now crept up to 5.5.
Where are they playing?
Home.
Okay, yeah, win.
I like it.
I like that. Butler hosting Xavier. 5.5 points favorites. I know Xavier's been playing pretty well this year, but I like that Butler squad. So I'm going to take Butler in that one. And then I know Rutgers has been playing very well this year, but so is Ohio State. Ohio State, 5.5 point favorites, hosting the Scarlet Knights. I'm going to take Ohio State in that game.
I like that. That's a good play. There it is, the daily number right there. Sweet Lou in Pennsauken. Sweet Lou. Oh, Sweet Lou. I give you the big intro.
Yeah, bro. What's going on, cuz?
Where
how
he
making,
is.
How you making up?
What's going on with you?
Hey, bro. I love last night's game. I love last night's game. Can I just talk about what I see as a formula for winning on the road for this team?
Sure.
Well, here's the thing. And you know, you and I are around the same age. And remember the Tommy Hearns Hagler fight?
Oh, yeah.
Was one of the best ever, right?
Ever.
And my dad was a big Hearns fan. He always said that, listen, Hearns can't get in a slugfest with Hagler. Because if he gets in a slugfest with Hagler, Hagler's going to knock him out. And it was the best 3 minutes of fighting, but he got knocked out.
All right, I got to stop you right here for one second. So, you know, you might probably know I've been writing this movie, right?
Right.
And it takes place in Philadelphia, right? It's a gangster movie.
Yeah.
So in the movie, because it takes place in the early 80s.
Okay.
I got the main guy and the main gangster, but the main guy and like an OG type of dude.
Yeah.
They're out and they go to closed circuit and they watch Hearns Hagler.
Get out of here.
Right? No, yeah. No lie. No. And here's the best, right? So the young boy says to the OG guy, goes, how about the hitman? Hitman wasn't even scared of Hagler.
Yeah.
And then the OG guy goes, sometimes a man's got to holster his Johnson. Not in that vernacular, as you can well imagine.
Yeah.
But that was the lesson of the fight.
Exactly. And it's funny, I brought that up. I don't know why I put
that's
out.
That's hysterical. Because I literally have a scene in the movie where he says that, and they have the conversation, and the conversation is, why are you going toe-to-toe with Hagler? You're going to get knocked out.
Exactly. And here's my thing, and this is the thing. This is the first of all, we have not yet defined our offensive identity. Hopefully, we package what we did last night. That's what I think the identity should be. But here's the thing. When we're playing in the NBA today, because most teams in the NBA want to do what? They want to play space, pace, and shoot threes. That's the whole pretty much
the whole game.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
Yes. And so since we're coming in with a totally different style of play, what we do is, and if you watch it initially, we tend to start to give in and start to say, oh, well, especially with weaker teams, oh, we can go toe for toe with these cats. And what happens is we get, you know, we tend to drift away for what makes us successful. And to me, this is what makes us successful. We out-rebound. We out-shoot them from the free throw line. We shoot between 25 and 33s, no more than that, unless you have an
appeal. Yes, one of those yes.
Nights, one of those nights. And then if we do those things and we play D and we get into the round, we should be scoring around that 108-110 range, and we should be holding teams to around 104-106. That, to me, is the winning formula for the
team. I love it. When I tell you, Lou, that's just dead right, brother. Great call. I gotta run, though.
Go ahead, bro.
Great call. Great formula. I agree. 100%. All right, let me tell you about Golden Nugget Jewelers. Golden Nugget Jewelers, the official 4-for-4 jeweler. That's right. How about that game last night? One of the games, the Golden Nugget of that game was, there was many of them, but the one where Ben's playing such good defense on Kawhi. Kawhi's getting frustrated. And he kind of slaps at Ben while he has the basketball. And Ben steps back and he looks at the official. And he's like, yo, that's a foul. Then, of course, the swat by Embiid, the three on the other.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What up?
All right. We're back. Cause ready with Shunis. Don't forget. That's right. Path to the Pro. How to be a player in esports. You want to learn from a real player in the esports world? Come out to Nerd Street Friday, 4 to 6. Path to the Pro Pep Rally. That's right. You're a fan of the Overwatch League and you think you and your kids have what it takes to be a gaming pro. This is the event for you. You got a chance to meet some of the esports executives from Nerd Street. I know the guys over there. My man Wayne Kimmel from 76 Capital has all that. The Nerd Street and the World Gaming Network, even some of the players from Houston Outlaws and Philadelphia Fusion. That's the Path to the Pro Pep Rally this Friday, 4 to 6 Nerd Street. That's right, it's 908 North 3rd Street in Northern Liberties. The event is free. All right, we got a light one tonight, a college tonight. Tonight's a good college night. Kind of dive back in, get ready for March tonight.
I can't wait. For that tournament. They were airing more commercials last night for March Madness.
I saw it, yeah.
I was just so fired up.
I know. I thought the same thing. It's going to be fun. You know why? Because it'll be wide open.
Yeah, you're right. Because how many times has the number one seed gone down this year?
It's going to be wide. It's so wide open this year. It really is. It'll be crazy. All right. We have a couple pairs of tickets to the auto show. We're going to be there on Friday.
So they should use them for Friday.
All right. So here's the deal: if you want to win them, you can do so on the contest line. But here's the thing: if you're a hater, and you know the difference between hater and being down, there's a difference.
I was down the other day.
Right. You're not a hater.
No.
Don't call. What's the number?
Don't call 215-263-0975.
That's the contest line. Callers number 21 to 25.
Doing that again.
We'll win this.
Get to work, Dylan.
We'll win the tickets to the auto show. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Andrew. Right?
Sounds great.
21 and 25.
Just wait till we do 76 and 87. For the 87ers, too.
We'll be talking about it all week. It's the All-Star break. It's a good time to kind of take a step back. Look, as much as you have to admit, and I'm talking to those people out here that were still going, one game. You got to admit that you saw something against a very good team. That you saw something different. Right, like it's not just the same. It's not the same team. It's a different team. There's no Neto, right? There's no Shaky Shake. I mean, that's a real. They have a real rotation, playoff rotation, and that was a real game. It really was. It was a real tough game against an elite contender in the Clippers. Mikey Miss is up next at 2 o'clock. He, Tyrone, and Nat will be talking Sixer basketball. Handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, shoulder, injuries, conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Everybody, listen, have a great, great day. Always fun hanging out with you guys. And we'll be back tomorrow and kick it around. Also, I want to do that NFL.
Yeah, I saw number one.
Oh, you already did? No good?
Come on.
I didn't see the list. I'm glad
we'll talk about it.
That who was it? Lou brought it up?
Yes.
It was good. I appreciated that. All right. We're going to get everybody stay tuned. You don't want to miss Mikey Miss coming up next. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.